Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Ed Romero. Batting second, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth, the DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Mark Brauchart. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Bean. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second, the shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth, the DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth, the right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Mark Brauchart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauchart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vukovic for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Romero moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romero tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brouhard moves to third. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brouhard tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Vukovich reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to home to get Tabler. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a line drive towards first. Cooper catches it and steps on first to double up Jacoby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field. Butler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Butler. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to third. Tabler moves to second. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vukovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Tellman now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Howell now playing first base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Schroeder and he is out, Yount applying the tag. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero juggles the ball. That's an error on Romero. Franco moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Hall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Ray Searage now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning pinch hits for Mark Brouwhart. Joe Carter now playing center field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Bobby Clark. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Deion James pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes James. The throw from Willard and he is safe. James steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Romero reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. James scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Ben Ogilvie now playing left field. Deion James now playing right field. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vukovich for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Searage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 6, Indians, 6. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Tom Waddell now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.